a mouth, independent of any bodily features or appendages, stretched from floor to ceiling and halved the room. Fat, slug-like lips, a deep shade of purple, ran from wall to wall and behind them. A nicotine-stained but otherwise healthy set of teeth nestled into fleshy pink gums. From between them protruded a thick, muscular tongue, roughly the size of a family van, the tip of which had wrapped around Volpe's torso, pulling him closer and closer to the cavernous maw. It breathed, and with every exhalation Tanner was forced to inhale, a putrid cocktail of corruption he would remember for the rest of his days. His partner turned his head and locked eyes with him, both equal in their helpless, speechless horror. It was as if the brief moment of recognition confirmed for each of them that this was no nightmare, nor was it superstition. It was real. Volpe began writhing with renewed vigor as he became aware that the distance between himself and the undulating throat was closing. His arms flailed awkwardly over the edge of the tongue, reaching his hand out all the while to his partner, who couldn't seem to find the courage to reach back, nor see the sense in it. Instead, Tanner pulled out his gun, shooting twice into the salivating, fleshy mass. Within seconds, the slugs were pushed back out, producing two tiny, wet clinks as they landed. Out of options, Tanner began to scratch, kick, and pry at the tongue. Finding that equally useless, he pulled Volpe's hand with all his might. The arm gave slightly as it popped from its socket, rousing a new wave of rending screams from Volpe as he slipped mere inches from the tongue's grip. The tongue seemed to sense the incremental escape, adjusting itself and wrapping the detective up even more tightly. A bubbly, guttural noise came from both the monstrous and human mouths, and the trapped detective was drenched in a gush of sputum before his protest was finally halted by a sickening crack of his breaking spine. Tanner, undeterred by the sound, continued to pull the dislocated arm. The tongue seemed to be done toying with them both and released a fresh torrent of saliva that quickly spread underfoot. It yanked, retracting into the mouth suddenly, causing Tanner to slip and land painfully on the wet floor, but not to lose the firm hold on his partner's hand. Unfortunately, the rest of his partner was now beyond reach, past the lips and between the massive teeth. Tanner squeezed the severed hand of his partner and watched while the rest of the body was chewed like human bubblegum. After a few crunches, the enormous mouth paused, then smiled. Bits of bone, blood, and gristle stuck in its teeth like the sinews of an overcooked steak. The smile held, and all the surviving detective could do was stare, frozen in awe of the presence and power of the monstrous mouth. The lips puckered, spat, and Tanner felt something moist, hard, and heavy hit him square in the face, flattening him. Forcing himself back up to a seated position on the floor, he registered blood pouring from his nostrils, intermingled with that of his partner's. Following the trail down past his chest, it took a moment to identify the wad. His partner's former body had come to a rest across his lap, a mangled mess that resembled an animal carcass fed through an industrial meat tenderizer. Tanner's mouth dropped in silent horror as he watched the giant one move once more, having nearly forgotten it was there despite its proximity. The lips, caked with goop and hung with ropes of severed intestines, spoke a single word in a low, rumbling tone. Run. Tanner's legs responded before his mind did. It was only when he found the others that he realized he should be screaming.